91.3 KXCI, Tucson. This is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a little bit and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Lauren Wilson. Welcome, Lauren.
Thank you.
What's going on at the U of A?
I am in the lab of Dr. Ross Buchan in the Department of Molecular and Cellular Biology. We are very interested in RNA, which is my favorite biomolecule.
What are you doing with RNA?
I am looking specifically at messenger RNA. A lot of times DNA and protein get the spotlight, but messenger RNA, it has an important job. The graduate student I work with taught me this metaphor to explain what messenger RNA does to people. So if you think of DNA as like a cookbook, it has all the information for all the recipes that you cook, with proteins being the dishes that you're making. RNA would be one single recipe. You don't want to be making every recipe all at once. Let's say your friend wants to make one of your recipes. You will make a copy from your cookbook, and that copy can leave and they can make the recipe too.
So how are you researching it?
What I am looking at specifically is how that RNA is broken down. You don't want to have all of this mRNA just hanging around. You're making it and then you're breaking it down. And I want to see how fast you're breaking it down, because that determines how much you have and how long it stays around. This can change depending on if the cell is happy or if it is under stress.
What's the difference between RNA and DNA?
DNA has all of the information, all of the recipes lined up, and the mRNA is the copy of one small piece of DNA. If DNA was a book, RNA would be, or I guess a photocopy of a chapter.
How are you researching this?
We work with yeast, the same type of yeast that you have in beer or in bread. We can grow yeast cells up in liquid, in flasks, or on plates. And from that, we can do experiments with it.
So you watch the baby yeast grow and you keep mm-hmm. a little scrapbook of its achievements.
I guess a lab notebook is sort of a scrapbook in a way.
Yeah. Yeast said its first words today.
Mm-hmm. It smells a little bit more like bread today than it did yesterday.
It's a living thing.
It is.
Do you ever try to stress out the yeast to see what happens?
I do. That's the main thing that I do in the lab, is just stressing out yeast.
How do you do this? You use like bagpipes? I don't know.
That would be fun. No, the stress looks a little different to a yeast cell than it does for a person. You can stress them with heat. You can stress them with very high salt concentrations. You can starve them of a nutrient that they need to grow, and that will also stress them out. What I look at is how fast the mRNA is being broken down. Mm-hmm. And under stress, you might break it down faster. So you're not wasting energy to make that recipe, to make that dish. If it costs a lot of energy and you're in a situation where you don't have a lot of energy to spend,
then you just go with mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Instead of the lasagna.
Exactly.
Lesson here is to mm-hmm. not get all stressed out. Mm-hmm. We're worth the whole lasagna.
And we're lucky because we have more control over the stresses we're over. We can leave a stressful situation, whereas my yeast are just trapped in a flask.
That's a really good point. We got legs for walking. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing this lab stuff?
A little over a year now.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
More lab stuff for as long as I can manage to.
Sounds like the lab is your happy place.
It is.
Do you ever listen to music when you're in the lab?
All the time.
Really?
Yes. My comfort music is like 80s new wave bands. Things like Depeche Mode, New Order, Echo and the Bunnymen.
I love the 80s. Let's go to the 80s. It's so easy to do. You just play a song and you're there.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming to KXCI. This is awesome.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.